That refinery is no poster child for the modern petroleum industry. And their problems are legion and have nothing to do with the RFS. You know, they made themselves poor decisions to sell credits that they had months ago to and not use them for compliance, to not invest in the infrastructure. The parent company made a decision to export crude as opposed to allowing that refinery access to it. So, I mean, they've got all kinds of problems. And for them to be scapegoating the RFS may be convenient for them, but we can go back and forth with PES. They're never going to agree with Bob Dineen. I get that. Okay. But take a look at all those third-party analyses that are out there. But what is also lost in that is that they're prioritizing some refinery jobs in an antiquated facility outside of Philadelphia, and they are giving no consideration whatsoever to the hundreds and thousands of farmers across the country that are today being asked to sell their commodities below the cost of production. And they're comfortable ripping away that important value-added market to save some jobs in Philadelphia. I'm sorry, I find that offensive.